The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." Jesus said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, it says, "Observe what is right, do what is just. My salvation is about to come, my justice is about to be revealed." I was looking at this text as I was at the Parliament of the World's Religions this past week in Chicago, where all different religions in the world were represented. And as I was saying to someone else, even a lot of religions that people just made up and paid the fee to get into in the gate. So it was kind of an interesting week, but certainly all of the world's religions were present. And I was reading this text, "All who hold to my covenant, I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. My house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples." So I was looking around. I've been to this event once before in 2015 in Salt Lake City. And it was a kind of a crazy experience then. Well, not so crazy as this past week. This week was not so crazy as before. But I realized that my approach to the people that I was there with, these 10,000 people, my approach was very different this time, because I decided I was going to look at all of them as children of God and not this us versus them kind of attitude that we can have. We can fall into that temptation or that distraction where there still must be an us and them, right? Otherwise, we're denying our identity. But it doesn't necessarily have to be an us versus them. This kind of attitude that people have today, that the barbarians are always at the gates. Somehow we need to find weapons in order to protect ourselves. Well, this woman comes up to Jesus. Her daughter has a demon. Whatever that need might be, whether it would be demonic possession or the kind of lack of goodness that is evil, it could be need, hunger, poverty, illness. All those problems that people have that are not necessarily unique to believers. So why should goodness be limited to so-called believers? And who would I be to decide who are and who aren't believers? How well do I walk the path that I claim to follow? I gave a talk on Francis, Pope Francis, at the Parliament this year. Had a lot of elements of Vatican II. My National Association, CADEO, I programmed our panels and our talks so that we would focus back on Vatican II, because Vatican II is what opened our hearts and turned us toward one another. St. Pope John XXIII, opening the Council, he said, "I want to open the windows of the Church so that we can see out and people can see in. Let the Spirit blow through. Let the fresh air through. As I was thinking about that, fresh air is always outside, right? It's not inside. Let the fresh air through. So let's see what Jesus does in this gospel today. Because he is encountering this Canaanite woman. Canaanite, just read pagan, okay? He encounters this pagan woman from the perspective of the Jewish people. He speaks the truth of his mission. I've come to bring back the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, not pagans. But she shows her faith despite her religious belonging. Her daughter is dying. This is an experience that people of all religions experience and suffer from. Her daughter is dying. So she says, even a dog gets the scraps from the master's table. So if I'm a dog, fine. I still believe in you. You can save my daughter. I'll take the scraps if that's all I deserve. This is the tension, I think, that the world is experiencing today, especially in the Catholic Church. I read one priest's homily this weekend. It was totally against the Jewish people. He took the second reading and just turned it all against the Jewish people. But the whole point of this is not us versus them. There is a tension between dialogue and mission. And I went to a lot of talks about this week, where our job is to encounter one another, regardless of religion, but we still have the responsibility of mission, which is to proclaim the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a tension there. You and I represent Jesus Christ. But what has to come first is the question. Is it conversion from you, or is it mercy from me? We look at the world, plenty of talks this week about colonialism, the destruction of culture, doctrine of discovery, forced conversions on all sides, slavery, immigration. That's what the Parliament of the World's Religions deals with. And I want to say that of all the Catholics, my association in the Archdiocese of Chicago were the only ones there. Where were the Catholics? And that's what people would say to me. Where are the Catholics? I'm like, well, I'm here. We were there. So when we look at this reality, Jesus was there, wasn't he? It says he retreated to the district of Tyre and Sidon, which I don't know if you know it, but it's the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea, north of Israel. So it would be Lebanon and Turkey, where Lebanon and Turkey meet. That's where the Syrophoenician cultures were established. That's where the Canaanite people were. So Jesus goes to Tyre and Sidon, and who do you think he expected to encounter there? People who said, where do I sign up for the RCIA? No, he was going to encounter pagans there. He needed to be, he could not be there. That's what I finally said to my friends who were Buddhist when they said, why aren't the Catholics here? I said, well, I don't know. All I know is I cannot not be here. Because if everybody else is going to claim relevance, our absence just says irrelevant. That's why you have to go out today or tomorrow where you work. You have to not hit people over the head with Jesus Christ, but you have to be Jesus Christ, who goes and has a dialogue with a Canaanite woman, and in that dialogue recognizes her faith and heals her daughter. You and I are instruments of healing. We're sources of goodness in a world that might not be so good. But we can't just gripe about it. We have to do something. Jesus went to the Canaanite land. He encountered a pagan woman. He healed her daughter. And then what she did with that afterwards was up to her.